Thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collections. My name is Sandra. How may I assist you today?
Hi, Sandra. I don't know if you need my name just yet, but I have a little bit of an issue. I'm calling in regards to a collection that you all no longer have. They stopped production of this collection as well as others. And what happened was they ended up refunding me for three issues because the card that I had on file that they were using to charge me for each model. Okay, so like I could give you the name of the collection if that'll help out at all.
No, sir, I would need that account number so I could pull that up for you.
Okay, the account number. Let me see if I have that. The account number of my customer number for Eagle
Yes,
Moss, or
sir.
okay, I should have that here. It's okay, here it is. It's 107-930-50001.
Okay, that's 107-930-50001.
That's it.
Let me place you on a brief hold while I pull up that account to better assist you.
Sure.
System still loading that account, sir. Thank you for holding. Thank you for your patience. Can you verify your name and address?
Yes, my name is Jared Hobbs. My address is 1557 Deerfield Court, St. Charles, Illinois, 60174.
Thank you for verifying the information for Michelle, sir. And it shows this is for the Batman automobile collection, and it is discontinued. Now, how can I assist you?
Okay, well, what they did was they issued me three refunds. I don't know if these were just courtesy refunds or what exactly they are. But my issue is when I called their last, oh, it's been probably a week, maybe a little bit over, the person I spoke with, I'm pretty sure that they told me they did mention it would be three separate refunds. However, they told me that they would all be for the same amount, and the amount is $20.91. The problem is I'm seeing two for that amount, and then the third one is $3.19. So I'm sorry to speculate here, but why is that one so much less than the other two?
I'm not sure, so let me place you on a brief hold and pull up some notes on your order, see if I can get you some information.
All right.
System is still trying to load some information for me. Thank you for holding. Thank you for your patience, sir. And now it just shows on the notations here that they processed three refunds for you. One to 11th, one was for $3.19, and the other two were for $20.91. Trying to see
Okay,
if I can
that's
find some more information for you. Hold on just a second. Thank you for honing for me, sir. And it does show here on May the 10th. They did provide you a refund of $17.72. Now
Okay, but
that $17.72 plus $3.19 does equal $20.91.
okay, I understand what you're saying. However, I'm not finding that what did you say that was $17.72? Okay.
But it does show that it processed that refund to a Visa card, but it's not the same four digits as the card that is showing that just put this last refund on. Now, for security purposes, I'm not allowed to give you that last four digits, but you can give me four digits, and I can let you know if that's a card.
Okay, I'm not sure what happened, but I'll work with you here. It seems like there's a glitch somewhere.
No, so I can inform you why. It shows here that on May the 11th, that credit card information was changed. So it provided that $17.72 refund to that first Visa. And then once you changed that credit card number, the other three refunds went to that card.
Okay, well, that's the issue then. So why, I don't understand why they would do that. That's just foolishness on their part. I mean, I gave them the card number that I was requesting them to issue these refunds to, and the fact that there's a fourth, that refund in the amount of $16.72 is on the old card that expired. I don't see why they would do that.
Yes, sir, because it shows they processed that refund on May the 10th. You didn't update that credit card information until May the 11th. So it had already processed to that old card.
Okay, well, it's going to come up null and void. I mean, the card is expired, so it's going to go through as a, I don't know how that's going to, it's not going to, it won't refund to anything. It'll just bounce back to their, their bank or whatever. So, I mean, is there something we can do to...
No, sir, you would need to contact the card holder to inform them. Now, if the cars are with the same company, they should be able to transfer. They already put that first refund on that old card number.
All right, well, that's not going to do. I mean, we can't have, it's piecemeal. You can't refund three different amounts to one card and then have, some other refund floating around on a card that no longer exists. You can't, I'm going to need to escalate this, miss. I mean, if you
yes,
can't
sir,
help
I'm
me.
Going to transfer you over to a supervisor, sir, but I did inform you. They processed that first refund on May the 10th. You updated the credit card number on May the 11th. So that other refund had already been processed on that old card. But let me place you on a brief hold, notate your call, get you over to a supervisor, see if they'll be able to assist you.
Okay, thank you.
Still updating that message for you, sir. Thank you for calling.
Sure.
I'm almost done, so thank you for your patience.
Sure, you're welcome.
Thank you for your patience, sir. I have your car notated for you. I'm going to get you over to a supervisor for assistance.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collections. Please hold the line for me.
Sure.